Hi, this is Marisol Baca. I'm going to read a few poems about discovery and memory. I'm a poet. I live in Fresno, California, and I teach English at Fresno City College. The Orno. Mud mound, size of a cellar. One September, a cupola was built. A mixture of clay and straw stalks carried from Grandpa's dark blue Ford pickup. Red heap it looked like in the distance. Here is my father's body moving over the frame of the kiln, so that after time it begins to resemble an anthill, and a dark tunnel is dug in the earth, good for smoking freshwater trout, which the men catch in the rivers and lakes. It takes days to let the bricks settle and dry. I count foxtails and stomp in the marsh beside the alfalfa fields. Mother is on the creamsicle phone. She has orders. The crib is now much too small for me. Orno in the rain is deep red. I rubbed my hand over it, and the side of it bled purple like blackberries. Inside, with frozen peas in my mouth, I watch Dad shaping the final bricks. The sun has changed him to a horse. No undershirt, hair black and long like Jesus's in photos. Dad bought ducks in the winter. Mom told stories to Grandpa. I followed the ducks into the furnace and fell asleep. Snow-covered, the Orno had become a hilly shadow stretched at noon, gloomy and long. Clouds, the same color as the inside of that thing, smoke painted the walls in ash. Feathers left over and over from the ducks. They disappeared after months. I didn't cry when they were gone. He used to smoke trout in it. My father, Magdalena, I am praying for you. I have fallen asleep in the old Orno again, trout in lakes and rivers, the smoke in wisps along the road, long trails of feathers beside the fields, lakes, and rivers, the trout inside the rivers. The poems that I'm reading are a part of a series that try to map a childhood spent in separate places, that of daydreams and of waking life, with duende and struggle. The poems here are about the world that I lived in as a child dreamer. We lived on a plot of land that spread out in acres of alfalfa next to the Rio Grande River. My father built a huge working Orno at our Ranchitos Elementary School. He also built one in our backyard. They found me inside of it one day, a loose layer of soot all over me. I tried for a long time to describe a place that was so obscured by impressions and distant memory. And I let that go so that I could grasp the unreal moments as if they were real, the dream as if it was awake. This world was an enchantment. We also traveled, all of us, the cousins and uncles and aunts, grandmothers and grandfathers, to the rivers and to the Sandia Mountains and the haunted hills outside in the Badlands of New Mexico. The next poem is The Discovery. They found the Nautilus at the peak of the Sandia Mountains, in a crag, they said. I think the sun shone through it, and all the mysteries of its labyrinth glowed. It had a story the petrified animals shared with it, and measure by measure it fed itself on the land. It suffocated in the slime and dark dollops of nothingness. It turned into a moonstone and reminded one of the Pueblo Indians of the sea. He recalled his dreams of the dolphins, his nightmares of their shrieking and singing, and his fantasies of the seaweed and its blotted smell. It had ancient teeth inside its body swirl. How it had come to the highest peak was an anomaly. The ocean was nowhere, except in the recesses of their minds, like libraries made of pyrite, like paper bridges and tiny doors opening to nothing. They were afraid of the gristle in its living chamber. They were scared it would understand them and try to crawl away or fly. It was much more fantastic than the velociraptor footprints they found. It was a residue in their hearts, a tentacular lust, sucking them free of the valley they traveled from. They forgot about their wives at home roasting chili. They forgot about their sons' respectable long limbs and fishing under rock formations deep in the woods. They forgot everything except that spaceship of deep, how it ached in them. And it was angry for trees, underwater, deeper purple and green and teal inkiness. It reminded them of Harran Dam and the ammonites they found there, big as tabletops, hundreds of them left over from some great inland sea. They said the discovery was old as Earth. They said it had seen the nebulas and the bowl of space from its foggy eye.